All right, everybody, grab a seat. Grab a seat. We're going to get started. Hey, I was really sad to miss being with you guys last week. I did not have COVID-19, but I was exposed to it. And out of love and consideration for you, I did not come because there was a possibility, because I was exposed, that I had it. But I am just an exceptionally strong person, and I was able to fight it off. And I'm fine. Hey, I wanted to remind you of one thing before I introduce our student testimony tonight to start us off. I will sneak peek. Well, no, I won't sneak peek. Let me just remind you about our issue sheets. If everybody will turn your attention to the back of the room, back there where I am pointing, you'll see this rack of issue sheets. I just wanted to remind you that those are there. They are full of scriptures that could encourage you, some resources that you could maybe look up, listen to a sermon or something like that, or even topics that maybe you hadn't thought of that are related to a certain issue you're struggling with. Those are a great, helpful resource. Just wanted to remind you guys that those are there and you can grab one on your way out. All right, now I want to introduce to you Matthew. You can come on up here, get ready. Matthew Schneider, everybody. And welcome, Matthew. Now, here's a fun, this is a couple firsts tonight. This is our first male testimony of the year, this year. So let's hear it for the guys. And then also, let me make sure this is high enough for you. Check it.
Hello?
Yeah, that's right, good. That's and then secondly, this is the first time we've had somebody share their testimony that is going through regeneration for students a second time. So he did this in the spring. We got, you know, disrupted with coronavirus. We finished. He shared his testimony at the end. And then when I saw him show back up here, I was like, oh, I want you to share your testimony with everybody this time. And so we're really lucky that he's here and able to share with us tonight. And so let me pray, and then I'll let Matthew share with you about what God's done in his life. That man's trying to take my job. That was good, Matthew. Thank you. Hey, a couple things he said. I want you to hear him again. You just heard from a young man who hated being awake just over a year ago. But then he realized along the way that God had a plan. And I just want to ask each of you to just consider for yourself if God has a plan for you. And if maybe tonight, I mean, what if tonight is part of God's plan? And there were several moments in Matthew's story where he said, and I'll never forget that moment, the way it felt. What if tonight was one of those moments for you where you hear something, you get a question answered, you understand something, you believe something, you trust God in a new way, that from that moment on, your life has changed forever. The other thing that I wanted to key in on that I loved is Matthew said that he learned how valuable God is. And I just want to expose a lie that I think exists in our culture, that life is about discovering how valuable I am. But life is truly about discovering how valuable God is. And any value that we have comes from knowing God, who created us in his image and gives us value out of his infinite worth and value. But life is not about figuring out how great you are. Life is about figuring out how great God is. And there's so much freedom and joy in what he described of understanding that God's love is better than life. Because if you idolize yourself, you're always going to let yourself down. But if you worship God, he's never going to let you down. A couple things before we get into our rooms. Everybody has your book with you. Turn in your book to page 40. And I want to show you this part at the bottom of page 40 that says proceed with caution. And I want you to, you know, put a star by it or an arrow pointing to it or put a box around it. And I just want to encourage everybody before you move on, if you haven't already moved ahead to inventory, to reread that. It's up here on the screen, but I'm not going to read it all to you. But here's basically why we're cautioning you at this point in this program is our next step, your next 2 weeks of book work, you're going to be working on what's called an inventory, where you go through and you evaluate your past and your history, people that have hurt you and ways you've been hurt, ways you've hurt others, sins that you have committed, fears that you have, struggles that you've dealt with and gone through. And part of that inventory is being able to trace back how sin has brought destruction into your life and then point you back to God, what we have just done these last 2 weeks, and see how there's a loving and powerful God that can provide healing and hope for all of those things. That you don't have to just try to forget about them and put them in the past, but you can bring every part of your life to God, and He can heal the brokenness that's there. But here's the caution, is don't do an inventory. Don't go dig up all of your old problems if you don't have a solution ready. And a close relationship with God, the way Matthew described, is the solution. And so we're encouraging you, don't go on your inventory until you know that you believe that there's a powerful and loving God and you've trusted Him, not just as your Savior, but as your daily Lord of your life. And if you've made that decision, you go, yes, I do believe and I do trust God. Let's go. Let's go to inventory. If not, maybe pop out of your step group each week and come down here to open group, and we'll keep talking about, yeah, open group's exciting. We'll keep talking about trusting God and what it'll take to get you there, okay? So just make sure you reread that section. Let me just recap briefly what we talked about last week. Not much new this week, but I know you talked about this verse while I was gone, Matthew 11:28, where Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." And you recapped the three sections, come curious, which is an invitation, come to me. Jesus doesn't say come to yourself and the best version of yourself. He doesn't say come to anything else other than Him. He gives us that invitation. Then we saw a guest list. Who's invited to come to Jesus? The people who are really pure and really good and have figured out how to stop sinning? No. All of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, everyone's invited. And then you saw a promise. I will give you rest. And I know Austin last week talked about taking those burdens that we all carry around with us in that backpack and bringing them to the cross. And I know he also talked about wedding invitations. And I just, as we talk about an invitation, a guest list, and a promise, I want to give you one other example. I have a friend, I'm going to introduce you to her here in a second via video, but her name used to be Katie Baumgratz. And Katie Baumgratz was a very enthusiastic person, and one of her favorite things in the world was weddings. And she would get so excited at weddings that I just started filming her. And so let me show you an introduction to my friend Katie Baumgratz.
Guys, I'm here with Katie Baumgratz. We're going to find out if she likes weddings.
Yeah, weddings are the best! I love weddings! Love and marriage and covenant.
She likes them.
And then here's the next wedding that Katie was at with me.
I just wonder if anybody loves weddings, Katie?
David, I love weddings!
She's just like that all the time. And so I was really excited when I got an envelope in the mail addressed to me and my wife, and it was for Katie Baumgratz's wedding. And I'm going to read to you what her invitation said. It said, "With love and great excitement," you saw the great excitement, "Katie Baumgratz and Jordan T. Lightfoot invite you to join them as they celebrate their marriage Friday, August 24th at 6 o'clock in the evening at Watermark Community Church, 7540 LBJ Freeway, Dallas, Texas, 75251. Dinner, dessert, and dancing to follow." Now, I just want to reiterate this idea to you. When you get an invitation to something, you trust the invitation because you know who sent it. Katie said, "Dinner, dessert, and dancing to follow." I did not know what she would serve for dinner, but I believed she would provide me dinner. I didn't eat a quick dinner before I went thinking, I'm not sure if Katie's actually going to give me dinner. She invited me to dinner, and I believed because I trust Katie. She's not going to trick me. All her wedding guests aren't going to show up, and she's going to be like, "Suckas, no dinner." No one does that, especially not Katie, who loves weddings and marriage and covenants. She's going to provide you a good dinner. You know what Katie had at her wedding? Burger House. They brought the truck. They grilled it right there in front of the church. And you had hot, fresh Burger House and fries. She had every kind of LaCroix, the skinny cans and the regular cans. All of them were there. They served these JD's cookies and then Bluebell ice cream, and you could make your own mix and match ice cream sandwiches. I had peanut butter cookies with chocolate ice cream. Anyone else? No? Okay, just me. But it was incredible. She provided me dinner. She provided me dessert. I didn't know if we were going to sit at the table and have somebody serve us or if there was going to be a buffet or a Burger House. I had no idea, but I trusted her because I knew Katie. And then I also knew her excitement, dancing to follow. This is 11 seconds. It's longer than the others. But check this out. This is Katie's wedding. That's me. That's my wife. That's Jermaine. That's his wife. Wait for it. That's my glasses. And there's Katie. So that's Katie's small group. There was dancing that followed. I knew it would be there because I knew Katie, and she surprised us with glow sticks at her wedding. There was an invitation, I was invited, and there was a promise, and she came through on that promise. So guys, when we know the character of the sender, we easily and even eagerly accept the invitation, but we still come by faith. I didn't know what was for dinner. I didn't know what was for dessert. I didn't know if there was going to be a band or a DJ, but I knew there was dinner, dessert, and there was dancing because I trusted the character of the one who sent the invitation. And this is where I want to challenge you. Last thing, and we're going to get out of here. Some of you have a hard time trusting Jesus and believing his promise that he will give you rest because you don't know him yet. And you don't trust his character yet to trust that he will really come through and give you rest from every burden that you carry. And so tonight you have an opportunity. We're on the letter E, one more week, entirely trust God, believing that a powerful and loving God exists. We turn our lives completely over to him. You have an opportunity to learn more about Jesus. Is Jesus really powerful? Is he really loving? Is Jesus really God? Or is he just some man in history or a prophet? Is he worth being the Lord of your life? Is there really any God at all? Can you trust the Bible that's all throughout this curriculum that you've been reading? How do we know who wrote it and it hasn't been changed over the ages? Why do bad things happen if there is a powerful and loving God? What about other religions or all these people who have objections to Christianity? What about people who give Christians a bad name and they're hateful and cruel and mean? All of these might be things that keep you from knowing Jesus more and trusting him with your burdens. And tonight you have an opportunity to work through every doubt, every objection, every barrier that you've carried into this room tonight. Everybody turn, look at the back of the room. I've got some extra friends here with us tonight. These are people who have are members of our church that have dedicated their lives to studying and wrestling through every doubt and objection and difficult question that confronts full faith and devotion to Christ. And every single one of your step groups is going to get an extra leader tonight. And they're going to stand up in the room, some of them with a dry erase pen and a whiteboard, and answer any question that you have about Jesus, God, the Bible, Christianity. Because we got to get these questions answered and out of the way so that we can fully trust God and we don't have to proceed to our inventory with caution, but we can proceed to our inventory with excitement because we know God is with us, that he loves us, and he's strong enough to help us with everything that's been buried in our past. So I'm going to pray for your time, and then I'm going to dismiss you room by room, and you're going to get to go up there and ask any question that you've ever had about God for the next hour. Dear Lord, I pray for this next hour that you would show us that you are real, that you would show us that you are loving, that you would show us that you are powerful, that there is no difficult question that humans have yet to be able to ask, where there isn't an answer that points to who you are. There isn't an issue or a difficulty or an evil that your goodness cannot overcome. And I pray that you would show that to each and every one of us tonight, that every person would walk out of this building excited to fully trust and follow you into the next steps of this journey. So would you help us all to accomplish that in each of these rooms tonight? In Jesus' name, amen.